If you listen to The Naked Scientists on a regular basis, then you might remember us inviting you to join us for lunch at the Naked Cafe overlooking Solana Beach in San Diego. One of the people who came along, and hello also to Gail, who popped by, was cosmologist Hans Parr. Someone very generous recently gave him funding to build a brand new telescope in Chile so he can solve one of the ultimate questions about how we all got here.
We are pretty sure that the universe began with a big explosion of space. And the evidence that we know and see around us all confirm that it started with what we call a Big Bang.
When roughly did that happen?
We know quite precisely when it happened because we can use the laws of physics to extrapolate from the present condition back to the beginning. And it is approximately 13.6 billion years. That is billion with a B.
So ever since then, we think the universe has been expanding outward. So does that mean then you could notionally wind time back and find the point where the universe began?
That's an interesting thought. And in fact, that is how we calculate the age of the universe, by running the movie backwards, so to speak. But one of the principles of the cosmological theory that describes the universe's early beginnings is that there is no space where it began. Or to put it another way, there's no location where you can point to and say, here is where it began. It began everywhere at the same time. So that's a very hard notion to get a hold of, but nevertheless, we firmly believe that this is true.
So the universe begins as one very, very powerful but very, very tiny point, and suddenly something happens and it begins to expand. Does that happen uniformly after that then?
The expansion happened suddenly, and it didn't happen uniformly. We think that in the very early beginning of the expansion, there was an era which we call inflation, where the universe expanded extremely rapidly with velocities that exceeded the speed of light by many, many factors. And then after about a very short time, the universe resumed its normal expansion as we observe today.
So how would we get to the bottom of why there would have been that two phases, though? Because when there's a sudden burst of energy, one would assume that things would just expand. So why should it behave in this interesting way?
This is completely unknown at the moment. There are speculations, but we have no real evidence. And I hope to further the field by eliminating at least some of the hypotheses about inflation by my experiment.
So what are you going to do?
We have obtained funding, my colleagues and myself, for a telescope which is dedicated to observing the radiation that was emitted during the inflationary era. And we will very carefully study the properties of that radiation, in particular something called polarization. And the polarization is supposed to carry the imprint of the inflationary era with it.
So you're looking at radiation left over from the Big Bang. This is cosmic background radiation that you're going to study. And written into that is the fingerprint of what happened in the early universe. So how will you get that out of the cosmic background radiation then?
This is by studying the polarization of the light. Polarization of light is something everybody's familiar with because we all have polaroid sunglasses and we have all been on the beach one time or another in our lives. And when you look at the water surface with your polaroid glasses and you were to rotate the glasses, you will see dark and light areas. This is because the polaroid sunglasses let through polaroid light only polarized in one direction. Our telescope is just like that, except it's not sunglasses, it is 10 feet, 3 meters in diameter, our sunglasses, so to speak. We catch the radiation with that very big dish, and we measure then the polarization by essentially doing the same thing I just described with the small sunglasses.
And what will you be looking for that will tell you whether or not this theory of this sudden inflation and then a slower inflation is actually right or not?
What we will be looking for is the polarization itself. If the polarization is found, then we know pretty sure that inflation did happen. So it's kind of a negative confirmation. If you don't see it, we know nothing. But if we do see the polarization, then we are pretty sure inflation happened.
It sounds to me like the Large Hadron Collider, the most expensive experiment in the history of physics. And if we don't see anything, it doesn't actually prove anything. But if you do detect polarization, this still doesn't tell you why it happened. Have you got any theories as to why it could have happened?
That's entirely correct. When we measure the polarization, we will know it did happen very likely, but we will not really know why it happened yet. more experimentation will be needed to find that out.
And how will you solve that one?
I don't know. This is something that we haven't thought about it very much yet, because we first need to establish that inflation did happen before we worry about why it happened, because perhaps we will find it didn't happen.
And that's the beauty of science. That was UCSD cosmologist Hans Paar talking to me over lunch at the Naked Cafe in San Diego. And I should point out that, as someone mentioned to me, there's also a Naked Cafe which is a strip club. So for the avoidance of doubt, we were in the cafe. Honest.